Public Speaking Skills B. Exercise 1B, page 55.
Hello, everyone. My name's Tanya Lorenzo, and today I'm going to save your lives. How? By telling you what to do in case of a fire. There are 18 lecture rooms in this college, and sometimes as many as 1,200 students and teachers here. That's why we all need to act responsibly and correctly if there is a fire, to ensure we all get out of the building safely. And for every moment in the process, there are do's and don'ts, right and wrong ways of acting. So, let's say the fire alarm goes off. It sounds like a long, continuous bell, by the way. Do stand up immediately and calmly leave the room in single file. That means one at a time. Don't try to finish the sentence you were writing or the text you were sending. A few seconds could mean the difference between getting to safety and falling into danger. Don't take bags or other property with you. If you have to drop them later, people could trip over them or they could block exits. The last one out of the room should close the door behind them. This stops the fire spreading. Don't turn off the lights. Lights can actually help firefighters see better in the case of a serious blaze. Make your way out of the building by the evacuation route, walking at a brisk pace. Don't run. If one person runs, others follow, and there's nothing worse than 200 people trying to run down a corridor. If you don't know your evacuation route, look for the green exit signs. They will guide you. Use the stairs. Don't use the lift. You will be trapped if it stops working. If you come to a closed door, don't open it until you are sure the fire is not behind it. How? If it has no window, check for smoke coming from underneath or touch the door handle to check for heat. Once you're out of the building, make your way to the assembly point. The assembly point is the place where everyone gathers so that the people responsible can take names and check them against the lists they have to make sure everyone's safe. The assembly point is the field at the back of the car park. Does everyone know where that is? Good. Wait there until someone has taken your name. Don't go home until someone knows you're safe. Don't try to go back into the building until the firefighters give us the all clear. There will be a fire drill tomorrow at 10 a.m., which will give you all a chance to put what I've just told you into practice. Please treat it as if it is the real thing. There's one final don't, and it applies throughout the evacuation procedure. Don't panic. Stay calm. Clear thinking saves lives. Now, are there any questions?